Ozzy McElhone on Prince Bishop's Hospital Radio.
Since the UK singles chart began in 1952, only 179 singles have sold more than 1 million copies. Over the next hour, I'll introduce you to some of these best-selling singles, some you might expect and others may surprise you. I'm Lindsay McElhone and this is Million Selling Singles on Prince Bishop's Hospital Radio.
Prince Bishop's Hospital Radio.
Reaching 1 million single sales in the UK is one of the greatest and rarest music milestones and can take some artists many years to achieve. Let's start things off by looking at the oldest single in the chart and the most recent inclusion to the Million Sellers Club. The first single to achieve sales of a million copies was Bill Haley and his Comets with Rock Around the Clock. Released in December 1954, this was the first rock and roll record to top the pop charts in both the US and the UK. And Rock Around the Clock is widely considered to be the song that brought rock and roll into mainstream culture around the world. When released in the UK, the song reached number 17 on the charts in January 1955. However, it re-entered the chart and reached number 1 in November 1955. It went on to sell 1,439,196 copies, making Rock Around the Clock the very first UK million-selling single. The song sits at number 50 on the list of million sellers, so let's have a listen.
1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock. 5, 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, rock. 9, 10, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, rock. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. Put that rag so join me home. We'll have some fun when the clock strikes one.
Harder Than Ever is again a million selling single due to the way downloads are incorporated into sales figures. The most recent UK million seller was released in 2014, but it didn't reach the million sales list until 2022. At number 179 on the list, it's Taylor Swift and Shake It Off. The importance of this feat and the change Shake It Off played in Taylor's career cannot be overlooked. The first official pop single from Taylor, Shake It Off, was the lead track from her album 1989, which saw her transition from country pop to a full-blown pop star. Shake It Off peaked at number 2 in the singles chart and was kept from the number 1 spot by Meghan Trainor's All About That Bass. Shake It Off was the first of 6 singles from 1989 to make it into the top 40. With sales of a million, this is Shake It Off.
Cruising.
Entered the million sellers list in 2022, the first to do so in 2 years. The last song to achieve this milestone was the Goo Goo Dolls with their iconic rock ballad Iris in 2020. Originally written for the film City of Angels, it was a big US hit. However, Iris missed the UK top 40 on its first release in 1998, debuting at number 50 in July. A re-release the following year saw it enter the top 40 with just 1 week at number 26. Awareness of the song grew steadily and its popularity rose. The introduction of downloads into the official chart in 2005 gave the song a new lease of life, spending 6 months in the lower half of the top 100 between 2006 and 2007. Iris saw its biggest resurgence in 2011 when it was a popular choice of audition song on The X Factor. Iris, the title of which was inspired by country singer named Iris DeMent, has slowly earned its place in the Love Ballads Hall of Fame. Its romantic lyrics have made it an extremely popular choice as a wedding song. With sales of 1,030,000 at number 172 in the million sellers chart, this is the Goo Goo Dolls with Iris.
Know that you feel me somehow. You're the closest to heaven that I'll ever be, and I don't wanna go home right now. And all I could taste is this moment, and all I can breathe is your life. And sooner or later it's over. I just don't wanna. And I tears that ain't coming, all the moment of truth in your lies. When everything feels like the movies, yeah, you bleed just to know you're alive.
When we say we play the best music, this is what we mean.
And I miss you.
Serving patients, staff, and visitors for over 40 years.
But I won't.
This is Prince Bishop's Hospital Radio. Playing your kind of music 24 hours a day. Lindsay McElhone on Prince Bishop's Hospital Radio.
Have a think about artists that you might expect to be in the million-selling singles list, and you might be surprised. You'd probably expect that the top 10 would be dominated by the likes of Elvis Presley, Madonna, the Rolling Stones, and perhaps Michael Jackson. But you'd be wrong. Elvis Presley's first and only UK million seller is at number 78 on the list, and that song is It's Now or Never. It's Now or Never was one of two songs based on the Italian song O Sole Mio, the other being There's No Tomorrow, which was recorded by US singer Tony Martin, which inspired the Presley version. In the late 1950s, while stationed in Germany with the US Army, Presley heard Tony Martin's recording. It's also likely he was inspired to record because of his fondness for Mario Lanza, who had popularised O Sole Mio to American audiences, and who had died the year before It's Now or Never was recorded. According to the 1986 book Behind the Hits, Presley took his idea to music publisher Freddie Beinstock, who was visiting him in Germany. On his return to New York, Beinstock found songwriters Aaron Schroeder and Wally Gould, and the two wrote the lyrics in half an hour. It's Now or Never was Elvis Presley's best-selling song, with sales of 1,272,271 copies in the UK. So let's have a listen. This is Elvis, and it's Now or Never.
It's now or never. Come hold me tight. Kiss me, my darling. Be mine tonight. Tomorrow will be too late. It's now or never, my love. When I first saw you, with your smile so tender, my heart was captured, my soul surrendered. I spent a lifetime waiting for the right time. Now that you're near, the time is here at last. It's now or never. Come hold me tight. Kiss me, my darling. Be mine tonight. Tomorrow will be too late. It's now or never, my love. Just like a willow, we would cry an ocean if we lost true love and sweet devotion. Your lips excite me, let your arms invite me. For who knows when we'll meet again. It's now or never, my love won't wait. It's now or never, my love won't wait.
I'm Lindsay McAlone, and this is Million Selling Singles. So the music taste of the UK public is a strange being. And a number of the million-selling singles are novelty songs, which you'd never expect to see on such a chart. At number 16, with sales of 1,844,310, is the 1997 number one hit Barbie Girl by Danish-Norwegian group Aqua. Released in April 1997, the song was written after one of the groups saw an exhibition on kitsch culture in Denmark that featured Barbie dolls. The lyrics of the song are about Barbie and Ken, the dolls made by Mattel. As such, the lyrics didn't please Barbie's corporate owners and a lawsuit was filed by Mattel. A footnote on the back of the aquarium CD case precisely stated that the song Barbie Girl is a social comment and was not created or approved by the makers of the doll. The lawsuit was dismissed, and in 2002, a court of appeal ruled that the song was protected as a parody. Unlike some songs, which took many years to reach its million sales, Barbie Girl was released in October 1997 and it actually reached its million sales in the same year. So let's have a listen to Barbie Girl by Aqua.
Hiya, Barbie.
Hi, Ken.
go for a ride?
Sure, Ken.
Jump in.
I'm a Barbie girl in the Barbie world. Life in plastic, it's fantastic. You can brush my hair, undress me everywhere. Imagination, life is your creation.
Come on, Barbie, let's go party.
I'm a Barbie.
Exercise. It doesn't have to mean Lycra or a fancy gym membership. All you need is 10 minutes and you. Because a regular brisk 10-minute walk is a great way to get more active. Whether that's walking to the shops or getting off the bus to stop early. Picking up the pace and getting your heart pumping can make a real difference to your health. So, to see how much brisk walking you're doing and how you can fit more into your day, download the free Active 10 app. Better health. Let's do this.
Promoting health and well-being across South Durham.
Prince Bishop's Hospital Radio.
In 2004, digital downloads began to be counted towards single sales. The first single to achieve a million digital sales was I Got a Feeling by the Black Eyed Peas. Released in July 2009, it entered the US charts at number 2, behind another Black Eyed Peas hit, Boom Boom Pow. I Got a Feeling remained at number 2 for a further 2 weeks before reaching number 1, where it remained for 14 weeks. These songs helped the Black Eyed Peas to earn the longest run at number 1 in the Billboard Hot 100 by a duo or group of 17 weeks. The song had a slower rise in the UK, where it debuted at number 70. It quickly picked up momentum, moving into the top 5 on its 5th week on the chart. It finally peaked at number 1 in August of 2009, becoming the group's 3rd consecutive UK number 1. With sales of 1,477,778, I've Got a Feeling sits at number 44 in the list of million-selling singles.
We'll be right back. I got a feeling that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. A feeling that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. A feeling that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. A feeling that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night.
Tonight's the night. Let's live it up. I got my money. Let's spin it up. Go out and smash it. Like, oh my God. Jump out that sofa. Let's kick it off. Fill up my cup, Mazel Tov. Look at her dancing, just take it off. Let's paint the town, we'll shut it down. Let's burn the roof,
and then we'll do it again.
Let's do it, let's do it, let's do it, let's do it.
Tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. A feeling. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. A feeling.
Tonight's the night. Let's live it up.
Let's live it up.
I got my money.
Hey,
let's spin it up.
Let's spin it up.
Go out and smash it.
Smash it.
Like, oh my God.
Like, oh my God.
Jump out that sofa.
Come on.
Let's kick it off. Fill up my cup.
Drink.
Mazel Tov.
Daheim.
Look at her dancing.
Move it, move it.
Just take it off. Let's paint the town.
Paint the town.
We'll shut it down.
Shut it down.
Let's burn the roof.
And then we'll do it again.
Let's do it. Let's do it, let's do it, let's do it, and do it, and do it, let's live it up, and do it, and do it, and do it, do it, do it, let's do it, let's do it, let's do it, do it, do it, do it.
Here we come, here we go, we gotta rock, 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 rock. Easy come, easy go, now we on top, 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 top. Feel the shot, body rock, rock it, don't stop.
Charts began in 1952, only 22 acts have earned more than 1 million selling song. Leading the table are, of course, the Beatles, with a total of 6 million sellers. Their bestseller was She Loves You, which sits at number 9 on the list with sales of 1,922,275, making it the highest selling song of all time until the record was broken by Paul McCartney himself in 1977 when his next band, Wings, surpassed it with Mother Can Tell You. Lennon and McCartney started composing She Loves You on the 26th of June 1963 after a concert at the Majestic Ballroom in Newcastle upon Tyne during their tour with Roy Orbison and Gerry and the Pacemakers. They began writing on the tour bus and continued later that night at their hotel in Newcastle. The song was eventually completed the following day at McCartney's family home in Liverpool. Once completed, they played the finished song on acoustic guitars to McCartney's father, Jim. Jim agreed the song was very nice, but complained that there were too many Americanisms, and could they not sing She Loves You, Yes, Yes, Yes? She Loves You is unusual in that it starts with the chorus, a format that the Beatles would continue to use in some of their other songs. On release in August 1963, the songwriting credit was switched to Lennon-McCartney, having previously been McCartney-Lennon, which just doesn't sound quite right. It will remain this way for the rest of their songwriting partnership. The single set several British sale records. It entered the charts on the 31st of August and remained in the charts for 31 consecutive weeks. 18 of those were in the top three. During that period, it claimed the number one spot on the 14th of September, stayed there for 4 weeks, dropped back to the top three, then regained the top spot for a further 2 weeks. Regaining the number one spot at that time was very unusual. So let's hear the Beatles' biggest selling single, She Loves You.
She loves you.
Like I said, they've had 6 million sellers, so you're bound to hear some more Beatles on future editions of the show. So moving on, you might expect that if a song has sold a million, then it must have been a number one. But, as already proven with Taylor Swift and the Goo Goo Dolls, that's not always the case. So what about the best-selling song to never reach number one? Well, that honour goes to Moves Like Jagger by Maroon 5 featuring Christina Aguilera. At number 34 in the chart, the honour previously laid with Wham, whose song Last Christmas finally earned its number one spot 36 years after its initial release. Moves Like Jagger was released by Maroon 5 in June of 2011, and the lyrics refer to a male's ability to impress a love interest with his dance moves, which he compares to those of Mick Jagger, the lead singer of the Rolling Stones. Jagger himself acknowledged the song in an interview, calling the concept very flattering. In the UK, the song peaked at number 2 for 7 consecutive weeks, equaling the all-time UK record held by All For One's I Swear, for the longest stay at number 2 by a hit never to reach number 1. with a total sales of 1,536,041. At number 34, it's Maroon 5 and Moves Like That.
Bedside entertainment system, speakers around the hospitals, online, and DAB digital radio.
Prince Bishop's Hospital Radio.
Of the entire 179 songs on the million sellers list, only two are instrumentals. Can you guess what they might be? Well, one is Eye Level by the Simon Park Orchestra, and the other is Stranger on the Shore by Aka Bilk. Stranger on the Shore is a piece for clarinet written by Aka Bilk for his young daughter and was originally named Jenny after her. The tune was written on a single scrap of paper by Bilk and handed to Leon Young, who crafted the string arrangement. The recording was subsequently used as the theme tune of a BBC TV drama serial for young people, Stranger on the Shore. It was first released in 1961 in the UK and then in the US. The song reached number one in the US, but only number two in the UK. In May 1969, the crew of Apollo 10 took Stranger on the Shore on their mission to the moon. Gene Cernan, a member of the crew, included the tune on a cassette tape used in the command module of the Apollo spacecraft. On the 26th of May 1962, Stranger on the Shore became the first British recording to reach number one on the US Billboard Hot 100, but it was quickly followed on the 22nd of December by the Tornado's Telstar, another instrumental. Wasn't a million seller though. The tune also became the second of three one-hit wonders named Pop Single of the Year by Billboard. The others are 1958's Volare and 2006's Bad Day by Daniel Powter. Placed at number 96 in the million-selling singles with sales of 1,186,534, this is Aka Bilk and Stranger on the Shore.
When we say we play the best music, this is what we mean. Serving patients, staff, and visitors for over 40 years. This is Prince Bishop's Hospital Radio. Playing your kind of music 24 hours a day.
This is Million Selling Singles and I'm Lindsay McAlone. So the most recently released song to reach the Million Sellers list is Mark Ronson and Bruno Mars with Uptown Funk. Released in December 2014, the song reached a million sales in 2015 and currently has 1,647,310 sales, placing it at number 22 on the list. Uptown Funk is by British record producer Mark Ronson and features vocals from American singer-songwriter Bruno Mars. The song began to be written during a freestyle studio session while they worked on a jam Bruno Mars and his band had been playing while on tour. Copyright controversies arose after the song's release, resulting in multiple lawsuits and amendments to its songwriting credits. Ronson ended up working on Uptown Funk for 7 months, recording it in various locations in a number of grueling and stressful sessions. After initially finding the opening line, they both believed they had an exciting idea. However, both Ronson and Mars had busy schedules and could not complete the single. They spent the following months working on the song, fighting over which sections of the track would fit better. Mars was not a fan of the early version of the song, and at one point the song was nearly scrapped altogether. Uptown Funk's release was first announced by Mark Ronson in October 2014 via Twitter, now X. In the UK, the song was released before its scheduled date in January 2015 because it had been performed earlier on The X Factor as a cover by Fleur East. The song debuted at number one in the UK chart, giving Mark Ronson his first UK number one as a producer and artist, and giving Bruno Mars his fifth UK number one. So let's have a listen to Uptown Funk.
This is that ice cold Michelle, fight for that white gold. This one for them hood girls, them good girls, straight masterpieces. Stylin', violin, living it up in the city. Got Chucks on with Saint Laurent, gotta kiss myself, I'm so pretty. I'm too hot. Call the police and the fireman, I'm too hot. Make a dragon wanna retire, man. I'm too hot. Say my name, you know who I am. I'm too hot. And my band bout that money. Break it down. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you.
Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you.
Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you.
Saturday night and we in the spot.
Don't believe me, just watch.
Just watch. Hey, 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 oh!
Imagine by now you're curious as to which song is the best-selling single of all time. I could be cruel, I could make you wait for a few weeks for the answer, but I won't. I'll put you out of your misery now. Selling a massive 4,935,426 copies, a number which is highly unlikely to ever be beaten, our number 1 million-selling single belongs to Elton John and his double A-side, Something About the Way You Look Tonight, and Candle in the Wind, 97. Also known as Goodbye England's Rose, Candle in the Wind 97 is a rewritten version of Elton John and Bernie Taupin's 1973 single Candle in the Wind. On the 31st of August 1997, Diana, Princess of Wales, died in a car accident in Paris, France. Elton John and Princess Diana were good friends, and the news of her death shocked Elton, who had, just a month earlier, lost his good friend fashion designer Gianni Versace. In order to cope with his grief, Elton wanted to pay tribute to Diana. In his autobiography, Me, Elton says he had a phone call from Richard Branson, who said that many of those that were writing in the book of condolences at St. James Palace were quoting the lyrics of Candle in the Wind, and asked if Elton could rewrite the lyrics. Elton contacted his songwriting partner, Bernie Taupin, asking him to rework the lyrics to honour Diana. Beatles producer George Martin was contacted to help produce the song, and it was recorded immediately after the funeral. Elton has performed the song in public only once, at the funeral of Diana, Princess of Wales, in Westminster Abbey on the 6th of September 1997. He continues to perform the original version of Candle in the Wind, but has repeatedly turned down requests to perform the revised version, vowing to never perform it again in public unless asked to do so by Diana's sons. Candle in the Wind 97 became the fastest selling single in the UK, selling 658,000 copies on its release day and over 1.5 million in its first week. The song debuted at number one on the UK singles chart the day after its release on the 13th of September 1997 and stayed there for 5 weeks, becoming the best selling single in the UK, overtaking a 13-year record held by Band-Aid's Do They Know It's Christmas? So with almost 5 million copies sold, the UK's best-selling single of all time, it's Elton John with Candle in the Wind 97. But before we hear from Elton, that's all the time I have for today. I will be back soon with more million-selling singles. Thanks for listening, and I'm going to leave you with Elton John.
Goodbye, England's rose. May you ever grow in our hearts. You were the grace that placed itself where lives were torn apart. You called out to our country and you whispered to those in pain. Now you belong to heaven and the stars spell out your name. And it seems to me you lived your life like a candle in the wind, never fading with the sunset when the rain set in. And your footsteps will always fall here along England's greenest hills. Your candles burned out long before your legend ever will. We've lost these empty days without your smile. This torch we'll always carry for our nation's golden child. And even though we try, the truth brings us to tears. All our words cannot express the joy you brought us through the years. It seems to me you lived your life like a candle in the wind, never fading with the sunset when rain set in. And your footsteps will always fall here raised heels. Your candles burned out long before your legend ever will. Goodbye. Candles burned out long before